the station to do some work. Well, as I'm in the elevator on the way up, beads of sweat start to form on my forehead. I feel sincere gurgling. I realize this tremendous urgency to drop some friends off at the pool. Normally, I'm the last one to get off an elevator, but when I got to my floor, I literally shouldered aside. People, hey, man, what's the idea? Who's your big guy to see a soccer suit? I ran down the hallway and shouldered open the door of the porcelain convenience. We have three stalls. Two of them were taken. I could see shoes and pants curled up. I went to the empty one and looked inside. It was appalled to see a hideous mixture of paper and intestinal sculpture swirling just below the surface of the seat. I paused there, and the guys in the other two stalls, they heard me pause. They heard me run and then stop, so I know they were thinking. So they're both laughing as they're sitting there over their nice, clean perches. I had no other choice. I had to use that hideous receptacle. And as I sat there in one convulsive valsalva, I departed hideous! Lomain! Hideous! Mugu Gai Pan! Unagi! Lasagna! One big whoop, and it was gone. But now, dangerously close to the rim, I looked. Still, I guess these guys are listening to the sound of my discomfort. Well, as carefully as I could, I swabbed the Bombays, adding still more paper. And then, with their laughter ringing in my ears, I lifted a wingtip shoe and flushed that bag. As expected, it didn't go down. It went up! By then, I was backing out. I saw that the janitor had left a mop in a bucket there. I took the mop and I ran it through the door handles, trapping them in there. I can hear the guys in there. That's the hideous. It's just kept going and going, flooding the room as I backed away. I could hear them trying to push their doors against the mop handle. Fortunately, they were remodeling in the hallway. I ran over to the construction workers. I grabbed the hammer out of a guy's utility belt and some nails. I nailed the bathroom door shut. Tenpenny nails. Tenpenny nails. I can just picture them in the rising human idiotness. And then I got down on my knees. There's about an inch underneath the door where I could yell in there, and I yelled,